Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I look up standing
with his hand on his car. Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lennox Cornwall is our guest, a good friend, great Brain Trust member. Owns a franchise. He's a small business owner just like you and me. He's also a thought leader like you, like many are, and he does it well. Embracing Failure, Your Keys to Success is his outstanding new book. He's here to talk to us about the essence of a 9-module self-study success program that he offers from his website. Give us that website again, Lennox.
www.awakeningsuccessblueprint.com.
So check that out, folks. And we're talking about 4 strategies and 2 key secrets that you're going to tell us about. The first strategies were make a decision and stick to it, basically. The second was keep your word. What's another strategy?
The third one, Jim, is to be 100% responsible for everything in your life, and I mean everything in your
life.
No
excuses, no whining,
none whatsoever.
Yeah,
none. It doesn't matter what happens, and this one is a bitter pill to swallow.
If you can't do this, folks, you can't be a business owner.
You can't be in anything successful. I mean, you really can't. And one of the things I counsel people on is that nothing but my thoughts and emotions create my circumstances. And then I give them a little phrase to repeat to themselves, which is basically this. When I want to know who's responsible, I look in the mirror. If I want to know for what I'm responsible, I look at my results.
Mm-hmm.
To change what I see in the mirror and my results, I change my thinking. Thinking changes everything. And then another thing that people do with responsibility is kind of confuse it with blame. Blame is looking backwards. Blame is John or Mary did this to me, and I need to get retribution. Fine, get it and move on. But responsibility allows you to look forward, and it energizes you. It gives you the energy and the strength and the resources to then go and achieve what it is you said you would want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So responsibility, not blame.
All right. And the next
and, one. The fourth one, Jim, would be to take daily actions towards your goal. Again, it sounds simple, right? But I'm seeing people not doing this. Nothing moves until we move. Nothing. So I counsel people to carry a goal card with them. Whatever your major goal is, carry it around. You touch that and it starts neural action in the brain. You look at it, it reminds you of your goal. Have a to-do list, something really simple, but again, the people don't do. Especially if you're in business,
what you're talking about has to go on top of or in parallel universe with what's going on in the business, right? I mean, the business is going to take your time. It's going to bring you alligators that will chomp on you and your time, your energy, your emotions. It'll take all that away from you. If you don't consciously do what he's talking about, take action toward these goals of yours, then they're going to get lost in the fracas, aren't they?
Without doubt. And Jim Rohn, I think, said, you know, work on yourself as much as you work on your business. Those alligators are going to be there regardless. The only way to deal with them, truly deal with them, is that you have to become a better person with more mm-hmm. capacity to deal with them. And taking action, let's be specific about this. If you're not taking 80% what I call IPAs, income-producing activities, if you're in business, you're not going to be in business for too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy to start looking at administrative things or things that are, you know, urgent but not important. IPAs keep the business alive. So let's make sure we're focusing on those.
All right, tell us the secrets.
Let's tell you the secrets. The first one is self-image, and this is the one that you touched on. So the self-image mm-hmm. is how you see yourself. If you want to be a CEO of your business, but you see yourself as the janitor or just the trade person that you are, let's say a plumber or a programmer, you're never going to be the CEO. You've absolutely got to see yourself as the CEO. Without that, you're never going to be CEO. A phrase that people like to use is, I could never do that. Well, the question that should follow that is, why? The only reason you can't do it is because you don't see yourself as the person who can do that. Mm-hmm. So turn that around, and you can have, whether you have mantras or whatever to bolster you, and to be able to do what you need to do, then have them.
And if you can't do this, then every little bump in the road, every little naysayer, every little furrowed brow is going to affect you. And you
every
can't.
Single.
I mean. Polonius said to his son Laertes in Hamlet, in Shakespeare's Hamlet, "This above all, to thine own self be true." It is very much completely applies to being a business owner. To thine own self be true.
Without a doubt, and you know, to override those naysayers, etc. You want to override visible circumstances with the vision of who you want to be and keep that firmly in your grasp. Like I said, obviously the Awakening Success Blueprint helps with that. If people are not interested in that, I really don't mind. But you have to at some point, you know, take responsibility for your own development. And the second secret, Jim, if I can squeeze that one in, is worldview. If you see the world as somewhere that's unfriendly, that's what you're going to get. If you see it as somewhere that's supportive, you're going to get supportive. Again, it's absolutely everything that you think is what you create.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. That's like the Pygmalion effect. Whatever you and Henry Ford said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're probably right. Either way.
And he's right.
Hey, I need your website quickly. Tell us where they can find your success strategies.
It is www.awakeningsuccessblueprint.com.
Hey, Lennox, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.